Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Cody, and I got a question for you.
Yep.
You're a consumer of cannabis. Is that accurate?
Correct.
Well, I got a question. Have you ever taken a CBD product hoping that it would help relieve stress or help you sleep, but you were left disappointed?
1,000%.
Well, Via Hemp Company is dedicated to crafting high-strength hemp products you can actually feel. Get this. They even have a legal THC product that they can ship to your door in all 50 states. These guys have crafted products that promote specific effects such as sleep, pain relief, and even energy. Whether you want gummies, topicals, vapes, or drops, they got you. So head over to their site and improve your daily routine with Via Hemp Company. Visit viahemp.com. That's V-I-I, it's two I's, V-I-I-A-H-E-M-P.com. And use the code K100 for 15% off your first order. That's V-I-I-A-H-E-M-P.com. And the code K100 for 15% off your first order. CBD products are the way to go. And I'm telling you, this stuff is going to be great.
Yeah, and for the people that prefer the gummies, they have something called their Cloud 9 high spectrum gummies, which are perfect for providing effects of euphoria. They have Delta 8 products. They have everything that you're looking for.
Yeah, and you know, like we said, we try everything on this show. Obviously, I'm a big connoisseur of this stuff. And that's why we're providing it to you guys. I'm a big fan of the pineapple berry, very good gummies. And there's another one called Flow State that's really good. And so, you know, and here's something that a lot of people always tell me, oh, I'll take it and it, you know, I get paranoid, or I'll take it and it really doesn't work. Well, not every strain works on everybody. You got to try different things to see what works for you. And once you find it, you stay with that. You know, not everything works on everybody. But I guarantee you that you will find pain relief if that's what you're looking for. You will be able to sleep way better if that's what you're looking for. Or just have a nice buzz, but you're still functional. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, this is something that we're promoting. Check it out. Buy a hemp company. And it's, you know, like Disco said, it's CBD.
Yeah, and this is simple.
THC.
If you're interested in this for these products, like you said, if you know, some people say they have different reactions, just give it a try. We're giving you 15% off. Okay, so right. Get it on sale, give it a shot, and see what you like.
And let us know, you know, what you thought about it. Get your gummies at viahemp.com. Boom.
Orgullosamente Latino hasta la muerte y después. Worldwide Latino Pride, the ambassadors of violence. LAX, K-Dog, the notorious 187 homicide.
Bang, 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 bang. Don't say nothing. I'm from Miami, not Compton. Down with the S's in the 6-4 hopping. To my Boricuas in the 787. And those up in Brooklyn pulling 211.
I come through stomping, rolling in my low top chucks. Making sure you suckers feel me every time we buzz. Checkered up like a nut going 5150. G'd up in the feet up, creased up in some dickies.
I rap a lot, like the label out of Houston. Sneaky like the clock up in the shop, straight boosting. To all my gente down in Juarez.
Cool. So we got some familiar faces on here. We got Randy Vasquez, Matt Trevino,
okay, get Zoo out.
Nicho from
to Matthew, to Nicho, who's the other cat?
Randy,
he's dead one too. All three of you. I don't want anybody to feel left out.
Nicho,
and of course,
go ahead and put a Zoo out for making me wait all day yesterday to do this.
Joe, the fucking sleepy Joe, low fault. Energy, fell asleep. Can you believe this cocksucker? Let's pile on him, and then everybody says I'm a dick.
Not just
let me tell you how this goes.
Not just a nap.
Joe, literally, bro. Like, you know when you want to get some ass and you're bothering the girl. Hey, are we going to go out on Saturday? You sure we're going to go out? We on for 9 o'clock? Yeah, motherfucker, we're on for 9 o'clock. If you keep bothering me, you're not going to get any pussy. Well, Joe's the same way. Hey, Disco. Hey, Conan. Hey, Disco. Hey, Conan. Are we on for something? Are we on for something? Are we on for? Yes, motherfucker, I already told you what. Time comes. This motherfucker is nowhere to be found. 2 o'clock in the afternoon, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock. This motherfucker, after I told him, not once, not twice, not even thrice. I don't know what comes after thrice. Motherfucker, have a fucking alarm clock to wake your fucking bitch ass up. He says that he still had an alarm clock and he still wouldn't wake up. So I don't know what to do. Maybe we might have somebody just go over there and personally peg him. But he's probably been done that so many times, he probably wouldn't
still,
even feel it.
This
Disco had the best one. Disco had the best one. He thinks that he should get a cat and put an electronic thing around his neck. You know those dogs when they bark too much and then
the shock collar?
Yeah. Put a shock collar therapy, and every time that Disco calls the cat, he scratches Joe in the face to wake him up. That's a good idea.
That'll work. Yeah, and it's like Conan said, it wasn't like just a oops, I fell asleep. It was like I didn't wake up, it was dark out. It was like 10 o'clock Eastern. What the fuck? So
all right,
I find
all right.
No human
since y'all want to bury
you
Joe,
pile on sleepy Joe, low energy.
I gotta give him credit. The man does produce all of Conrad's shows.
Who gives
and
a fuck?
Show.
I do a lot of shit too. Don't try to put him over.
Hey, I'm about to bury him right
me
now.
Over.
I've tried to do the first time I did the intro for y'all.
Right.
It took like 2 days. Like the second day, you fell asleep or you got sick or something, Joe.
Probably.
And he sends me a message.
Probably.
More than likely, yeah.
Yeah.
And then the moment I'm busy fixing, running errands and picking up my work crew and everybody. Yeah, you want to do the intro? I'm like, fuck it. So I told my crew, hey, y'all stand outside. I got to record something. I got to send it out.
Yeah.
Who knows if it was any good.
You got to
go. It was excellent.
As is, he's damaged goods. Go ahead.
Sure.
All right. Who's got the first question?
I got one real quick. Did you see the new Doctor Strange, Conan?
No, I don't watch Marvel movies, Matthew, because I'm kind of CGI'd out, and they're not interesting to me anymore because I like good storylines and plots and good acting, and usually Marvels don't have any.
Here's what Marvel does great. Okay? They have the best and most fantastic trailers for the Marvel movies.
Yeah, right on.
Okay? Because literally more than 50% of the time, far more than 50% of the time, the trailer is better than the movie.
This one was pretty decent. It had a Sam Raimi horror element to it. It was pretty good. You might want to check it out when it comes.
It had like that Drag Me to Hell kind of jump scares.
Yeah.
We're gonna look this up.
But then again, bro, here's the other thing, and I'm going to ask all three of you if you guys saw it. Did you see the new Batman?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
No. Have you, Nicho? Have you, Randy?
No, I haven't seen it.
I actually sent y'all an email, but I don't know if it got read.
Did you like it?
I liked it for the detective aspect. It felt like Seven. It felt like an actual detective movie. Big shout out to my boy J.J. Claxton. We did an episode talking about it. I don't know if y'all saw it or not.
Okay, let me throw a couple things I didn't like and see if you did.
No bat nipples.
The Batmobile. I was not a big fan of the Batmobile. Did you like the Batmobile?
It was all right. I mean, It wasn't a tank. It wasn't like the goofy ones from the Schumacher movies. But right. I mean, it wasn't bad.
Okay. Did you like? Okay. Here was my biggest pet peeve. What was the deal with the penguin, dude? Is this guy supposed to scare me somehow? What was his power? Being fat?
I mean, the penguin never really had power. I mean, yeah, the cartoony.
Well, at least
he looks like
a
penguin.
Tough guy, bro. He looked like some. What did he do?
They're supposed to have some kind of HBO Max spinoff series, like they did with John Cena's Peacemaker. So they're gonna probably explore more into the character and stuff.
Okay, I just think this is me. If you're gonna have a villain in a movie, he should act like a villain and not a bitch. So that's kind of my little thing on him. You know, what was the other guy? Did
I'm gonna make a statement. Get a statement. All right. So what was better, in your opinion? Okay, who saw Doctor Strange and who saw Batman? Both. Nobody. You saw both. Which one do you think was better?
I like the Batman better. Doctor Strange was good Easter egg wise, but the Batman was like.
Let's go to Rotten Tomatoes and see the accuracy of your review. Okay.
I'm not a professional. So, I may look professional. I am far from it.
You don't look professional.
We're going to the Batman. Okay, the Batman. All right, has an 85% critical review and an 87% audience score. Yeah. That's pretty good. Not only is that solid, it's strong. All right, let's go to Doctor Strange. Okay, Doctor Strange has roughly the same audience score as the Batman, 86%. However, the critical review is only 74%. It's almost like 10% less than Batman. So both of them. So basically. What we have is kind of like a consensus among Marvel fan audiences that kind of like the movies the same. Or actually, Batman's DC, isn't he?
Yeah, he's DC.
But we have a so let me ask you a question: is there more political undertones in Doctor Strange as opposed to Batman or something? Because that's a pretty weird. Like the audience is the same on both. But the critics are like looking at this Doctor Strange considerably less than Batman. What was it? Do you think there might be something to that? What do you think?
Yeah, there's a little more. Not wokeness is not the right term, but Doctor Strange has more characters that are or newer characters that are a little more
diverse.
Diverse. That's a perfect word. There you go.
Right. More diverse. Yeah. So it's more right. So
here was the other thing that I didn't like about Batman, Nietzsche, and you probably won't agree with me on this either, but...
I'm a Batman fan regardless. Even
so am
George
I.
Clooney.
So am yeah. I. I'm a huge Batman
although
fan.
That
and way
movie
before
had the
Batman
nipples on
movies,
the wrong suit.
Like, I like Batman way back in when they had it on TV with the kapow and boom.
With
and
Adam West.
Yeah.
What about the serials? The old black and white 1940s, 50s serials. Did you ever watch those? There was two of them. There was an original with just Batman, and then there was a Batman and Robin.
I don't think I saw them.
My parents tried to pull the wool over our face. We want Batman. They gave us the old black and white Batman and Robin VHS tape.
Right.
And growing up, I watched that, and I was like, okay. I mean, it's all
wasn't
right.
Wasn't the guy that played Robin? Who played Robin, the old Batman?
Burt Ward?
Show? Wasn't he like kind of like a pervert or something?
I don't know.
Hey, hang on a minute. I remember there's a
no,
story like
I was told that they wait, his, hang on a minute. His dick was showing through the fucking tights or something.
That outfit they put right him in.
Yeah.
Let me see.
They had to. I was told by
that
Mike.
Was probably some director in Hollywood from Marietta, Georgia. Who probably, yeah.
So you like the old Batman with Burgess Meredith?
Let me go to this game. I'm going to give you a story. The first thing I clicked on, I Googled Burt Ward pervert, okay?
Don't be Googling that stuff. You're going to get the FBI at your house.
Hey,
you already got your Instagram.
They already
pack.
Know, Matthew. They know what he's all about.
Here's the first article.
They don't need to look into his history. Yeah.
Here's the first article that showed up. 5 beloved kid shows that were perverted behind the scenes. Okay, here's number 5 right off the bat. Batman's Burt Ward fucked everything with his giant penis, according to Burt Ward.
According to Burt Ward.
Back in 1966, the Batman show starring Adam West and Burt Ward was a legitimate phenomenon. The campy, absurdist pop art masterpiece was a huge hit with kids who took it at face value as the unfiltered adventures of their favorite superheroes, and adults who praised the show for its deadpan silliness. The show was so huge that Adam West got to fly to Italy and meet the Pope while extremely hungover. That's another story for another time. For some reason, the show's two leads were especially popular with women because there's apparently nothing sexier than a man in an ill-fitting bat costume and his cherubic adult sidekick. And Warbitz is no worse.
Yeah, but in the 60s, that looked cool, bro. Now okay, I'm just telling you, reading the article.
Was the first Catwoman.
Let me finish. And Warbitz is no words telling everyone and anyone about his green-shorted sexual escapades. According to Ward's autobiography, Boy Wonder, My Life in Tights, female humans couldn't wait to throw themselves at him and his co-star. As Ward put it, everyone wanted our bat sperm in every orifice. Not to be pedants, but technically, only Wes can refer to his baby gravy as, quote, bat sperm, unquote. As if to prove that this anecdote had plenty of room to get way creepier, Ward goes on to describe himself and his co-star as, quote, sexual vampires, unquote, who had, quote, superhero sex with young fans, unquote. The show's popularity fizzled, and it was canceled after 3 seasons, and West struggled with typecasting and drunken public appearances for years before eventually finding voiceover work on shows like Family Guy, when she played Mayor Adam West. Let me just say
one thing real quick. I like when Disco gets mad and he says, let me finish, as if he didn't finish, the story is going to change somehow, you know? Wait, this is breaking news. I don't know how Sleepy Joe didn't jump on this. Somebody just sent me this to my Twitter.
I think I got it.
Says, WWE sent out a release saying that Naomi and Banks handed the belt to John Laurinaitis and walked out.
Yeah, I was just looking for something, and I just left it open on the Observer. I was going to bring it up after you did, but it says... Wow. When Sasha Banks and Naomi arrived at the arena this afternoon, they were informed of their participation in the main event of tonight's Raw. During the broadcast, they walked into WWE Head of Talent Relations John Laurinaitis' office with their suitcases in hand, placed their titles on his desk, and walked out. They claimed they weren't respected enough even as tag champions, and even though they had 8 hours to rehearse and construct their match, they claimed they were uncomfortable in the ring with two of their opponents, even though they'd had matches with these individuals in the past with no consequence.
Who were their opponents?
It was like Becky and Asuka and some of their like veteran pros.
So it was a six-pack challenge. Banks, Naomi, Doudrop, Nikki Ash, Asuka, and Becky Lynch. And
maybe it's Doudrop and fucking Spazzo. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Wow. It says that was from the Observer. PW Insider says Banks took issue with some of the creative tonight. Banks had a meeting with Vince McMahon, and when Vince did not change the plans, Banks wouldn't back down and left taping. Naomi left with her.
Well, wow. She's always been kind of a problem,
dude. You know? she's probably doing the Star Wars thing or whatever, isn't she? So she's probably like, I don't need this shit.
She's always been very outspoken.
Yeah.
Well, whatever they get.
Whatever. Bye.
It's like, welcome to Keith Alliance.
Yeah. Oh, you know what's his name is gonna scoop her up, you know.
Tony.
I doubt very seriously Vince would let her go. He'd probably freeze her for a while. He's not gonna I doubt he let Sasha go.
Would he put her in carbonite?
Oh, no. Come on.
God. Get that kazoo out.
Yeah.
Thank you.
If you only have a 401k, you're not getting the most for retirement.
Wait, what?
Add a Robinhood IRA on top, then they'll boost it by 3%.
You can do that?
And if you transfer in any retirement account, you get 3% on top of that.
Is there a limit to the match?
No limit. Robinhood Gold gets you the biggest contribution match of any IRA on the market. Sign up for Robinhood Gold at Robinhood.com/boost by April 30th. Subscription fees apply.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires gold for 1 year from first match. Must keep IRA for 5 years. Match on transfers subject to additional terms and conditions. Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC.
Same with Naomi, though. I don't know that they let her go.
With the John Wacy gimmick, Durbin? And I know that's got to be you. And no, get my go fame. There's nothing famous about it.
All right. Dude, turn a light on.
Just like the Illuminati.
He's getting set up.
Yeah, what's going on there? Who is that of get my go fame?
A lot of famous guys in that group.
I saw some tattoos. I figured it was Mike.
Well, let's get Mike Durbin on because this
Illuminati. I think that might be Professor X.
There's turmoil in women's wrestling tonight. We brought our Mike Durbin, who is our women's wrestling expert. Okay, Durbin, what's going on with Sasha Banks and Naomi?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Really?
Also, let me ask you this too. This is another thing. Doesn't Naomi date one of the Usos?
Yeah, yeah. I was gonna say married. The last I read, one of the Usos was saying in interviews that Naomi was probably gonna get added to that stable. But now that she's walked out, I guess not.
Sounds like a work.
Mike, you're supposed to be a broadcast journalist. Oh, yeah,
it sounds like a work.
There is the first thing I read was a WWE press release. So they put out a press release on it. But the Observer,
oh, really?
The Observer and PW Insider reported it, and probably Fightful.
Interesting. All right.
You sure want to talk about Billy first?
Let's get on to the second question, because that we get good discussion on the first question. We all agreed that Batman was better than Doctor Strange. Were you going to agree on that?
The question is that Conan needs to see the new Doctor Strange.
But our discussion that Jess stated out of that was that what was better, Doctor Strange and Batman? Oh. And Batman was better based on critical review. Audience review is relatively the same.
Yeah.
Which makes me to do. And I'm wondering the type of people that actually, honestly, Rotten Tomatoes is like, Rotten Tomatoes is like wrestling reviews. Anybody and their mother can like go on there and do a review. However, they're supposedly like the critics. Remember it's back in the day, there was like four critics. There was Roger Ebert, Siskel and Ebert,
Roper.
And Rex Reed.
Who was the guy with the beard?
I don't know, but there's like four. Now, there's
hey,
like,
do y'all remember that cartoon?
How many movie critics are there?
There's a million.
Like 2, 5, 6, 800?
Yeah, it's like movie like, podcasts are like wrestling podcasts.
Yeah,
they're
but
everywhere.
They have to check their word, too. They have to be very careful with what they report because they'll nitpick anything. I think when that Turning Red came out.
Here's a interesting let's do this. Joe, look up the Daily Wire. What are the movies that they have out that they released?
Oh, God.
I'm very interested to see what the critical reviews of the Daily Wire movies that they released are compared to the audience reviews.
Is that like Matt Walsh is releasing one called like What Is a Woman or something like that?
No. But that's like documentary stuff.
Okay.
They've actually released movies like Terror on the Prairie, I think is one. They're very generic names.
One's called Shut In, other one's Terror on the Prairie, another one's Run. Okay,
one of them's Shut In. Hang on.
Shut In, yeah.
Shut In, Rotten Tomatoes. Okay, I'm guessing that the critics are going to bury this because most critics are liberals, and they're just going to bury the movie just for the hell of it. And I bet you the audience score is high because, like, they're going to want to support the movie. That's my guess on the reviews here. All right, here's Shut In. Shut In from Daily Wire. All right. 96% audience, 63% critics.
Mm.
Okay, so the critics are not going to put this. What's the other one, Joe?
Next one's called Terror on the Prairie? Yeah.
Okay, Terror on the Prairie.
With Gina Carano or whatever her name is.
Yeah, Gina Carano, right? And you know who else is in it?
No, who?
What's Cowboy?
Oh, Cerrone? Okay.
Yeah. Did I spell prairie wrong? How do you spell prairie?
P-R-A-I-R-I-E.
Oh, okay. P-R-A-I-R-I-E?
Yeah.
Well, how come it doesn't show here?
Maybe they're blocking it from you. Maybe the man doesn't want you to know about it.
Oh, well, maybe it hasn't been released yet. So that's it. Shut In is the only one?
And then there's another one called Run, Hide, Fight.
Run, Hide?
Run.
Oh, the Run, Hide, Fight. That was their first one, right?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Run, Hide, Fight. This is in 2020. Oh, my God. Okay. 93% audience. Take a while, guess what the critical review is.
42%.
40%. 40%.
These movies sound tremendous.
Well, they sound terrible to the critics, and like, you know, but it's obviously because they're a political organization that they're releasing content that they're not going to get good reviews because most critics are liberals. I'm actually going to watch one of those. The movie, this is not bad because the movies are only an hour and a half long, like an hour and 40 minutes. They're not like, like movies today are like how long is a typical like Marvel movie?
2 hours
and 30 minutes.
Fucking 4 hours.
3 hours and 15 minutes.
That's why I don't watch those movies. They're so goddamn long.
Yeah, they're pretty long.
All right, Nietzsche, what's your question? Let's go to question number two.
That was last thing. That was my other pet peeve with the Batman movie, Nietzsche. It was long as fuck.
All movies are long.
When is this shit going to be old?
That's why I don't contribute. That's why I have trouble going.
The
key is they always release like a scene, right? They always like, oh, this is part of the movie. They like the funeral scene where the car jumps in and the guy comes out with a bomb. I pick that moment because I've seen it on social media to go take a leak or go refill my popcorn, no pun intended, and drinks and stuff like that.
Oh, so you know, you know how to use the trailers to find the bathroom breaks in the movies.
Exactly. I mean, in game, I can't remember what the scene was, but I remember I had to take my nephew to go use the restroom, or my niece to go use the restroom. She went in, I went and got a refill of tub or whatever. And then when we came back, it like almost to the moment where it stopped on social media or whatever, it came out. We walked in and like, boom, took off, you know, the rest of the film. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the only time I get up during the scenes that I usually get up in the theater is usually when some woke shit's about to go down or some sappy romantic scene. I'm out. Boom.
You know what they need to do? This is not a bad idea, right? In movies, why don't they just have halftime?
They used to.
Why don't they just stop intermission? It's a 3-hour, 15-minute movie. Let's have a 10-minute intermission. Everybody get up and go to the bathroom. Let's come back in and start the movie again.
Yeah.
Bro, when I went to the Philippines, I went to the movies there, and they had intermission. And not only did they have intermission, you'll love this one. Huh?
That's smart.
They had motherfuckers standing up during the movie. Like, when the seats were sold out,
stretching.
People were standing up.
It's so ridiculous. You go to a movie, the drinks are like this big. Okay, so you and like here's some drink, and like they're selling you these drinks, and like you're not gonna have to go to the bathroom,
especially if booze, it's like having like beer and stuff. Oh, forget
movie
it.
Theaters. Those are the best theaters. The ones where
they are. Oh man,
like,
oh, yeah.
Like the Draft House, Alamo Draft House does that.
Let's talk about this. Okay, why is the movie like? Think about like the way like studios and movies like maximize their profits. Okay, now when you go to McDonald's, okay, they make the they make the seats and the furniture very uncomfortable, okay, because they want you eating and leaving as soon as possible. They don't want you in there that long. It's fascinating that like movies theaters kind of employ the same philosophy, but they want you in there watching the whole movie.
Oh man, the one in my area has reclining seats and everything.
You gotta go to the bathroom.
Bro, it depends. If you're gonna go on like, you know, some fucking $5 Friday bullshit, but now between IMAX and the seats that go all the way back,
yeah,
and people bring you food, they bring the menu to you. Like a guy comes up to you, and I know you've gone.
I've never been to a theater where they bring you food.
Never been to a draft house.
Like, really?
Alamo Draft House.
Beers.
I don't know if they have any in
Studio Grill out here.
Bro, let me tell you how it goes down here. Let me tell you how it goes down here. You go and they fucking bring a, it's like a waiter or a waitress with a menu. They come to your fucking thing. They put the little light on so you can see. And they have good food, bro. They don't have bullshit. Mm-hmm. And they have like really fucking like you can get Wagyu burgers. You can get fucking like, you know, beer.
Here's what I'm thinking. Right.
And you don't even got to get up out of your seat or anything.
You still travel a lot, Conan, right?
I don't know, but you
do the same trip, okay? Like, perfect example, LaGuardia Airport,
right?
Okay, back in the day was like, you know, shitty airport. You know, bro, you see how modern it is now? Like, you go to the gate and you're sitting at the gate, and it's like very interactive. You know, internet. You can order food. They come.
It's
in,
about
like,
time. I always thought for being New York, what a fucking shithole airport.
There's a lot of airports that are doing that now, and I'm with why the movie experience is lagging behind in that. Because what you have is same situation, massive amounts of people in an area for a period of time, like an hour before the flight. You know, you have a lot of people, so you make it. You know, I'm wondering why theaters aren't advancing towards that. You know, where like you can just go in the theater and it's like an experience where you sit there. You can order food. They come like you watch it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, but still, this kind of old school.
Bro, there's even a theater here where they have what they're called 4D. So like, if the fucking there's a car chase, the car's going like this, and fucking like little sprinklets of water coming down if it's raining and shit. Like, it's getting interactive. Yeah.
Although, Conan, see it in 3D if you go see Doctor Strange. I'm a 3D guy, and it's totally worth it for that movie.
I've never seen anything in 3D that impressed me, including Avatar.
Oh wow.
The only thing,
you know, they're finally coming out with that sequel. It only took them 12 years.
I went and saw one of the first 3D movies, and it was impressive because it's like the first experience.
Jaws?
Yes, where the shark comes in the glass.
Yeah.
Right.
Watching it in the movies,
right.
It's okay, cool for a while. I'll take off my glasses, put them back on, take them off, put them back. But it's nothing really special to me, 3D.
All right, let's go to question number two, Nisho.
Maybe it's gotten better. Yeah.
All right. All right. So, honestly, I think we covered a lot of entertainment stuff. So, let's – I mean, how about this? Top five movies that you'll scroll through the TV guide, whether it's a movie or TV show. You love it so much, you don't care what point you're meeting it at. You're watching it to the end.
I get two right off the bat. Three right off the bat. Die Hard, Terminator 2, and Shawshank Redemption. Because literally every time I scroll and I do catch those movies, no matter what channel it's on, I'll stop and I'll watch some of it. Because like those are like some of my favorite movies of all time. Obviously, two more maybe.
Goodfellas.
Nah, I've seen that. I don't know if it's on his scene.
It's a good scene.
Die Hard, Terminator 2, and Shawshank Redemption. I don't even have five. I just say those three are like.
Yeah. One of them's not that Patrick Swayze drag queen Wesley Snipes movie.
Oh,
no.
No, he was in it.
What movie do you still watch when it comes on TV? What movies?
I don't really watch much TV anymore unless I'm in a hotel flipping around. But
yeah.
Any movie that I know was good before, you know, like I'll never get tired of watching Scarface ever. I'll never get tired of watching Godfather because that's one of the most brilliantly made movies ever in every aspect. You know, a movie that's kind of funny, it's on TV a lot, and every single time I see it in Mexico, I stop to watch it, is Waterboy. I think that's hilarious.
What about you, Joe?
True Romance.
What?
Inglourious.
Oh, that's a good.
Inglourious Bastards, The Departed, No Country for Old Men, and Bull Durham.
You know what I've watched through? Wait, if it's on, I'll just find myself watching till the end. Is Major League? That movie's on TV.
If North Dallas 40's on, I'll watch that too. That was a great. That's like North Dallas 40.
Yeah, with Nick Nolte.
Yeah, Nick Nolte.
Okay.
Yeah. Joe Bob's Fine Foods. Eat here or I'll kill you. Remember that quote, Conan?
You know, it's really funny that I saw the other day and I hadn't seen in a long time, Smokey and the Bandit.
Another ex. Oh, my gosh. Oh. What great movie quote movie,
The
huh?
Diablo right. sandwich and Dr. Pepper scene. Oh, yeah. My God. That's a
Junior,
riot.
I'm in a goddamn hurry.
Junior, there's no way. No way. You can come from my loins.
He's eating the sandwich and he's like choking on it the whole time. Oh my God.
When I get home, I'm going to punch your mom in the mouth.
Jackie Gleason was great, right?
He's fantastic. Not on the same team. What else was he in?
The Honeymooners.
The Honeymooners. But that was like Smokey and the Bandit was like, those were the greatest characters of all time.
Right.
Right. That's him, right? And the toy you asked?
Yeah, the toy. Yeah, that's right.
Hey, so speaking of like that Jackie Gleason style stuff, did on the Dukes of Hazzard, did you like Boss Hogg?
Are you
going to
participate, Durbin? Or are you a voyeur here? What's the fucking deal?
Durbin, why is it so dark and we can't see your T-shirt? Turn the lights on.
You're creepy as is, and now you come on.
He's wearing a Uzi shirt. Something like
that. This is like spam. This podcast has been spammed by the Get My Go Show in Durbin.